Questions 11 through 16. Sociology, marriage. Listen to part of a lecture in a sociology class.
Good morning, class. I'm here to dispel some rumors about the changes in marriage that you have likely heard.
I don't think they're all rumors. More marriages are ending in divorce, people are getting married later or deciding not to marry at all, and in Canada and parts of Europe, homosexual couples are allowed to marry.
I'm not trying to get a rise out of you. I'm simply saying that these changes to the traditional role of marriage, like you mentioned, are not new. They existed, except for gay marriage, before the Industrial Revolution. In fact, if we measure the duration of marriages that took place in the 20th century, they were more stable than at almost any other time in history. For example, the 1950s saw marriages last roughly 31 years in America. In contrast, in the mid-1550s, in some places in Britain, marriages lasted roughly 17 years.
I can't believe it. You're really taking me by surprise. I thought marriages have been decreasing steadily throughout time. I guess I'm in the dark about marriage. I was under the impression that marriages lasted forever a long time ago.
Don't worry, you're not alone. Many people are under that same impression. It's true that marriages in pre-industrial times did not end for the same reasons as they do today. More often than not, the cause was the early death of either the husband or wife.
What did they die from?
Well, keep in mind that living standards, household and public sanitation, and health were a far cry from what we have now. They improved in the later 18th century when people began to live longer and the average duration of marriages began to climb. Who can tell me what happened to the widows or widowers in the early 1800s?
I expect they died single.
I'll let that comment slide. Many widows and widowers went on to remarry. In fact, about one-third of all marriages in Manchester, England, in the 1650s, were second and sometimes third marriages for at least one partner. This meant that, like many households today, they were often filled with all combinations of half- and step-siblings, just for different reasons, mainly death.
What about the fact that people are waiting to get married these days? Did that also happen back then?
You're quite right, although it was basically restricted to Western Europe, where the young might wait many years before marrying. If we look at urban dwellers between 1600 and 1850, the average bridegroom at his first marriage was aged 28. The bride at hers was 26. Though girls, who were well off, tended to marry quite a lot younger. The reasons for late marriage are not clear. For the affluent, perhaps it was the inheritance laws in England and southern France, which favored the eldest sons, along with the increase in universities. As for the not-so-fortunate, there is evidence from France, Italy, and England that from the 16th century the poor living in rural areas also married late. But for reasons such as lack of finance to set up house on their own or be able to support children.
What about the role of women? How was that different back then?
It may come as a shock, but women usually worked. It was not until industrial times that the expectation spread that a wife should stay at home with the children. Factory life, drawing men in even greater numbers away from the home, began to establish the idea that women should stay at home and look after the children and the home. Thankfully, the notion of the stay-at-home mother was short-lived. Women found their rightful places in the workforce with the help of the contraceptive pill and the onset of non-muscular work in an information technology age.
These days, many people prefer not to get married and instead lead a single life. Did this kind of single life exist back then?
Yes, although people died at an earlier age, about a quarter of the people in France, England, and Sweden never married. Films, TV shows, and books that deal with unhappy 30-something single men and women don't seem so new anymore, do they?
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer. Number 11. What is the lecture mainly about? Number 12. What can be inferred about the student when he says this?
I guess I'm in the dark about marriage.
Number 13. What can be the basic assumption of the professor before starting the class? Number 14. At what age did the average urban girl who was rich between 1600 and 1850 usually get married for the first time in her life? Number 15. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
Who can tell me what happened to the widows or widowers in the early 1800s?
I expect they died single.
I'll let that comment slide.
Why does the professor say this? Number 16. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
These days, many people prefer not to get married and instead lead a single life. Did this kind of single life exist back then?
Yes, although people died at an earlier age. About a quarter of the people in France, England, and Sweden never married. Films, TV shows, and books that deal with unhappy 30-something single men and women don't seem so new anymore, do they?
What does the professor mean by this?